Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A senior U.S. defense official says the latest military aid package for Ukraine includes several systems the U.S. has not provided previously. NPR's Greg Myrie reports they're intended to help Ukraine wage a counter-offensive against Russia in the southern part of the country.
The most active battleground in Ukraine has moved from the east to the south, where Ukraine is trying to drive Russia from territory it took early in the war. The U.S. official said the new assistance will include MRAP armored vehicles to clear mines placed by Russia. The U.S. will also send Scan Eagle drones to provide reconnaissance in frontline areas. And the U.S. is providing TOW missiles that can destroy Russian tanks. Ukraine has made only limited territorial gains in the south, but it has been hitting key Russian targets far behind the front lines, including bridges, air bases, and ammunition depots. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A study out of Texas examines what's known as long COVID. It provides new insights into symptoms such as shortness of breath and chest pains. From Houston Public Media, Sarah Willer-Ernst has more on the study done by Houston Methodist Hospital.
Houston Methodist researchers looked at 101 patients with long COVID last year. They found that cells that play a key role in dilating arteries and getting blood to the heart were impaired. Dr. Moaz Amala, a cardiologist who authored the study, said the ability of those cells diminished by 20% among those patients.
This may potentially explain why some patients are having chest pain and shortness of breath, because when they need more blood, their heart is not getting that extra blood.
These patients were likely infected with the Delta and Beta variants because the study occurred before the first Omicron surge in the U.S. in late 2021. I'm Sarah Willer-Ernst in Houston.
New York City is struggling to address a growing homelessness crisis made worse by the ongoing influx of mostly Spanish-speaking migrants arriving from Texas, but officials are pledging to keep welcoming them with open arms. To that end, they say they plan to bring in more teachers from the Dominican Republic. They've also tried to locate more places to shelter immigrants arriving in the city with virtually nothing. City Social Services Commissioner Gary Jenkins.
New York City will never turn its back on people fleeing humanitarian crisis and looking to build a better tomorrow for their families in our great city.
Jenkins and other city leaders condemned Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing thousands of migrants from the southern border and doing so without warning, he says. Abbott, who strongly opposes the Biden administration's immigration policies, says border communities in his state are already strained and thinks other cities that support current policies should do more. From Washington, this is NPR News. In another cautionary tale for stock traders who follow internet memes, shares of retailer Bed Bath & Beyond have tumbled sharply today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the slide follows news that a high-profile investor had dumped his stake earlier this week.
Bed Bath & Beyond's sales have been slumping, and the company lost more than $350 million in its most recent quarter. Nevertheless, the retailer's stock enjoyed a brief spike this month, more than quadrupling in value on the strength of chat room hype. Much of that was fueled by the backing of Chewy co-founder and GameStop chairman Ryan Cohen, who'd taken a stake of roughly 10% in Bed Bath & Beyond. According to an SEC filing, Cohen's company sold those shares on Tuesday and Wednesday, taking a profit of at least $55 million. Retail traders who jumped in late did not fare so well. The company's shares dropped 20% yesterday and plunged further today after Cohen's stock sale was reported. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pressing the 10 largest U.S. airlines to dramatically improve their records for on-time flights and customer service. In a letter disclosed today, Buttigieg criticizes their performance this summer as unacceptable. Tens of thousands of travelers have fallen victim to delays and cancellations. Buttigieg says the U.S. Department of Transportation is considering new rules to expand protections for passengers if the airlines won't do it. That includes helping travelers compare airline services and amenities for flight disruptions. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.